Thank you, Leah and Tyler and Sophia, for sharing this morning. That was really touching for those of us who have been around for a while. When I see Tyler and Sophia, I always think about them as really small children experiencing the loss of their daddy to a tragic accident. And I think about two little children who have been raised by a church and have become amazing human beings, and of whom we're very proud. And you might not know this, but the staff, we have a room upstairs that we call the Summit Room, and it's where we gather for meetings and all kinds of things. And the door, the backside of the door to that Summit Room, has Tyler and Sophia's names written in permanent marker on them, clearly written by a young child. I'm not going to say which one, but it starts with S and ends with Ophia. I'm not going to say which one, but and I guarantee you, if they ever remodel the upstairs, we will not allow them to take that door away. And in many ways, that is like so many things in our lives. Their little names on that door and all of the stories that come with that are a marker for us. We have these markers in life, you know, that remind us of things, that point toward past, fill up the present, and point toward the future for us. When Moses led Israel out of Egypt, Egyptian slavery, and God leads them to the sea, which they're sure is their death. It's so foreboding that they would rather go back into slavery than move forward into the unknown. And through Moses, God parts the waters, and Israel goes through on dry ground. And this becomes this significant moment in the story of Israel that God then invites them to celebrate over and over and over and over again. We're in this series called The Sacraments, and this is a sacrament for Israel, the remembering that informs the present and the future. Years later, when Moses passes, a new leader rises up, Joshua, and Israel again is about to leave the wilderness and head into what they call the Promised Land, and they have to cross a body of water again. And in the book of Joshua, the story records that Israel comes to the waters, and Joshua has been informed, you're gonna have the men take the Ark of the Covenant and put their feet into the water, and once again I'll part the waters for Israel, and they'll go through on dry ground. And then there are instructions given to Joshua. Maybe you know this story, maybe you've heard it before, about markers and marking faith. There's a story that Joshua is to instruct that each tribe among the 12 tribes is to appoint one person, and that person is to, when passing through, grab a stone from the dry bed that has been made for Israel, and take that stone to the shore and stack those stones together. And this will be the door with Tyler and Sophia's name on it for you. This will be the thing that points back to story and stories, and is going to do something for you. In the book of Joshua in chapter 4, this is what is written in verse 21. When your children ask their parents in time to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, Israel crossed over the Jordan here on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we crossed over, so that all of the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and so that you may fear the Lord your God forever. There's a reason why this is so important. The reason is, among other things, that we don't have Red Sea crossing, Jordan crossing experiences every day. These aren't common for us. And so when we have these moments, whether they're large or small, that mark the presence and the love and the movement of God in our midst as a community, We want to do something to mark that, because it does something for us, and it does something for the kingdom of God. And so that's what we're trying to do a little bit this morning, is we're marking things, we're naming things and celebrating them, not just in as a celebration, but as an attempt to give God glory and to remember, because we want to be able to dream. We want to remember what has happened, because what has happened informs the present, and what has happened as it informs the present builds our faith and makes room for dreaming for the future. That video earlier began with this passage from Acts. It's actually Peter preaching a sermon quoting the prophet Joel. And when he quotes him, he says, "In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Well, I'm so glad that we ended with a dream that you have for campus's future, because my dream is that we cultivate dreamers. That's one of my dreams for campus. I want whoever the Tylers and Sophias are now, because y'all are old. You're old now. I mean, you were born in the early 2000s, you know? But the young and the younger and the younger, I want them to be dreamers, to believe this prophecy from Joel that we are in a new era. We're in a new time in which the Spirit of the living God abides in his people, and he plants dreams and visions, words and prophecies and miraculous deeds in their lives. And it is often really hard to believe that. There are lots of days, sometimes in our lives, that come between the crossing of the Red and the crossing of the Jordan, aren't there? It's important for us to mark those moments and tell those stories over and over and over again, because those stories build faith in the now and plant faith for dreaming dreams for the future. Part of my story is a dream. My story with campus, we're in April, I will have been here 15 long years, you know. And I've told this before, but there was a time when we were living in Arkansas, and Crystal and I were in the process of talking with leaders at Campus Church, and we had a lot going on in our lives and just a lot of things that sort of led into that whole moment and that story. And we hit a moment in the process where we decided we're not going to do it. We're just, it was an evening, and we talked about it and talked about it. We had talked with our kids, and I was going to, the next morning, call the person that was sort of the point person for that process and tell them, "Hey, I'm sorry, but we're taking our names out of it. I just can't do it." And the reason was, we were so weary. It just, you know, making a move like that with four little kids and the whole heartache of leaving a congregation that you love and going to a congregation that you don't know, and they're kind of scary, to be honest with you, and it's all a big thing. And well, I just didn't have it in me, and we just felt so weary from lots of things that had been going on in our lives. And so we were ready to say no. We don't have it in us. Either that late that evening or early the next morning, I got an email from a friend that I hadn't talked to in at least 15 years. They were young couples when they were newlyweds, when Crystal and I were newlyweds living in Dallas. They lived in the same apartment complex that we did, and we had this friendship from those really wonderful days when you don't know what's coming next, you know? And I hadn't heard from him in forever, and he sent me this email, and in true Church of Christ fashion, it began with, "Hey, hey, listen, I don't want you to think I'm weird, but I had a dream about you last night." Because we don't really traffic in dreams a lot, you know. He says, "I had this dream about you last night. I don't know what it means. It might not mean anything, but I just felt like I need to share it with you. And I had this dream that Crystal and I were sitting in the bleachers and we were watching a race. And you were in the race. And you were so tired. And in the race, you fell down and you couldn't get up. And I left the bleachers and I went down to you and I lifted you up and I said, keep going. We didn't call the next day, and now you're stuck with us for 15 years, you know. I can give you that guy's name and number if you want to call him and curse him out, you know. That dream that someone else had is one of those markers for us. It's the sticky note that we put on the banner. It's the name that we write on the door. It's the stone that we take out from the dry bed and we plant it on the side of the stream. And when days are really difficult and there are a lot of days in between one crossing and another, we remember that story and we tell that story to our children because we want them to dream dreams too. Right, church? And so I want to encourage you this morning. The over-under was under 10 minutes on the sermon this morning. How did I do? Pretty close. I want to encourage you this week as we celebrate not just campus's story, but your story and the story of a community that goes through ups and downs together. I want to encourage you to find ways, whatever it is for you, to whatever it looks like for you to take a stone out of the dry bed and put it on the stream as a marker for you in your faith and for others in their journey, ways that you can point to, maybe the days have been long, but I want to remind you of the time that God was faithful and God was present. Stand with me, church. I want to invite you to do that. I want to invite you to be thinking about that. Tell God about it. Tell God the story. God knows the story, but recite it to him. Israel does this. They recite the story, even the stories that weren't their own, the stories that were the previous generation, the generation before that. They would recite the stories together as if they had been there. They relived the story together. I want to encourage you to find ways to do that this week as a way of honoring God and planting faith in the younger generation who will dream dreams by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you to do this one thing, church. As you remember story, and you take that rock, whatever that looks like for you, and you plant it by the stream and you tell the story, I want to encourage you to do something else. I want to encourage you to put rocks by the stream that have names on them. Not just stories and these miraculous events, but people. I found myself thinking, as you were writing on the stick-it notes and just thinking about my love, my deep love for this church. You know, there are stories, but more than stories, there are just people. Just names of people who I firmly believe God sent that human being to change my life, to be present, not just for me, not in a selfish way, you understand, but just as I reflect, this room is full of people who have changed my life forever for the good. When I plant that rock by the side of the stream, your name is on that. I want to encourage you to do that this week, to think about the people, not just the people who you've been lucky to have in your life, but the people whom God has placed in your journey for a season in which you really needed them. And then if you're really brave, tell them about it. Tell them about it this week as we recite stories of God's work in our lives. Tell people, God sent you to me, and I'll never be the same because of it. Let's pray and then we'll worship together. Oh, no, don't pray yet. Stop, don't pray. I was supposed to say a couple. Okay, I remember them. One, we're going to eat after this. We're going to have birthday cake and soup and sandwiches. And if you're a visitor here, please stick around. We want to bother you and make you feel uncomfortable. Stay. We'll just follow the crowd. We'll head down. We've got a big dining hall, and we hope that all of you will stay. You didn't have to bring food. Just come and fellowship together. Also, we would love for you to continue the notes. I think we're going to move those banners to the dining hall or the gallery. We're going to move those there, and we'll bring some of the pens and sticky notes. Please continue to do that. They're such an encouragement. And also, just as a little side note, please don't write in cursive. Half of us don't know how to read cursive. We had a little emergency up here. We had to find one of us who knew how to read cursive. So anyway, let's pray together. God, we thank you as this morning, as we just are remembering. We came to the table and remembered Christ's body broken for us, Christ's blood shed for us, Christ's life resurrected. We thank you for all of those river crossings, the moments in our lives, and when you provided that person, that dream, that word from Scripture, that moment of worship, that healing, that presence of peace, all of the moments, we thank you for them. And in the moments in between, when we find ourselves as human beings just struggling with faith, leaning into faith, sometimes wondering, we pray that through your Spirit, you'll remind us of your faithfulness, of your constant abiding presence, of your promise to be with us now and forevermore. We love you, Lord. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.